Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. 1010 Wins presented a live special today featuring reporters, city officials, surviving relatives of some of our heroes. Former U.S. Housing Commissioner in the Bush administration, Brian Montgomery, joined us, recalling what it was like for him and the President Bush to find out that America was under attack.
Andy Card, who was White House Chief of Staff at the time, literally goes, "That's it. I need to go in there and tell the President." Of course, all the press were in the room, and when Andy Card walked in, of course, leaned over, whispered in the President's ear, second plane has hit the other tower. America's under attack.
And who can forget those images of President Bush sitting in that little chair before a group of elementary kids in a Florida classroom? And he looked, the look that he gave after he got the word. Oh, can you even imagine what that must have been like going through his mind hearing that? And then there's Jim Cherry, whose brother Vernon was a firefighter who laid down his life responding to Ground Zero. Jim recalled that his brother was a singer and sang for everybody at the firehouse, out on the scene. Says he was always performing his second calling next to saving lives.
He used to sing a lot when we were kids. He sang and whistled. He loved this music. And on this day, it brings back a lot of fond memories of him.
Yeah, it was neat listening to Jim Cherry talking about his brother this morning with Bridget Quinn on that live special. It almost came across as Jim was like, you know what? He sang everywhere. Sometimes he got on our nerves. We're going to hear a lot of stories like that. People referring and remembering their loved ones fondly, some of them funny, some of them more solemn. And that's a very good memory to have. The MTA, you might want to call it a Steve Urkel moment. Did I do that? Did you hear about this? That August 29th shutdown of half the subway system was caused by human error and not a power surge. Two independent investigators assigned by Governor Hochul say the outage followed a sequence of events that can be traced to one person who hit the wrong button. The accident stopped service for about 5 hours. Acting MTA head Jan Oliver calling it unacceptable.
This cannot happen. Something of this kind cannot happen. The Rail Control Center is the holy of holies of the subway system. And the fact that we have exceptional security to get into it, but we didn't protect the security of the systems effectively in an emergency, is something that we have to fix.
What'd this guy do? Slap around the microphone while he was talking or what? To that end, the governor has directed a review now of the MTA's control systems. So, anyway. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio said there will be not be a vaccine mandate for public school students here in the city, but he made an exception today, announcing kids 12 and older who participated in high-risk activities, chorus, band, theater, cheerleader, will have to have their COVID shots. During his weekly radio address, the mayor said being vaccinated against COVID is necessary, especially during activities where everybody's so close together. That's what makes it risky, he says. Also called on parents to, quote, do us all a favor and do the right thing and help out. As for the potential for a vaccine mandate for the rest of the city's kids, school chancellor Misha Porter says if there is one put in place, it won't be anytime soon. She joined Bridget Quinn live today on 1010 Win.
You know, I think the scenario would be that, you know, cases rise in New York City, cases rise in that age group. But right now, you know, we just want to focus on getting all of the adults in our system vaccinated so we can create a protective bubble around all of our students.
The chancellor pointing out vaccine mandates aren't a new thing for public school students and says if they have to mandate the COVID shot for city school kids, they will.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.